Hey guys, Footy Focus Podcast, episode 5. It's a round 3 review, recording
in your studio. Hi guys.
Monday, June 22nd.
Yeah, so 2 rounds done and we've got a COVID positive.
Yeah, it's probably about time, right?
Yeah, it's
13,000 yeah. Negative tests and then there's one positive.
Yeah, from the Irish guy and he didn't even get it on the way. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It was a five negative test since he's come back from Ireland, and then the sixth one's come up positive.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a bit later. Maybe we'll review a couple of games and then talk about that and some other little topics. Yeah.
So you got a good game review. Maybe not a good one for
good
you.
Good one if you're a Sydney supporter. I watched. Yeah, I was excited for the Kangaroos to see if we can make it 3 in a row, but it was not to be. Heading in, I was nervous because we never play well against Sydney. So
were you confident?
Not really. No, I was sort of on defense.
Okay.
Yeah, on Saturday, as I was that night as well. Yeah, so I don't know. We haven't been able to beat Sydney at Marvel since like 2003 or something.
Yeah.
No, not 2003. 13. Or something ridiculous. And we haven't won a game without Cunnington since 2013 as well. So,
okay.
Yeah, after he was a late out, I was, less confident. Because Heaney normally kills us. And I told you last week, Heaney plays well against us. And he was, like, best on ground.
Yeah.
So, we just don't have a defender good enough to go with that size. Well, I guess it's hard matchup.
Well, he's taken a real big step up. Even in round one, he was probably the difference in Adelaide to beat the Crows.
Yeah, he's been bordering on that superstar status for a while, but he might have taken the next step. But saying that, he does kill us all the time. So, but yeah, I thought the game started off okay. Like we kicked the first couple, Ben Brown got on the board, but after that, just Rampy had him under control. We were fumbly, we missed a few gettable shots on goal, and second quarter was sort of where it was lost really. Well, Sydney won it. Their midfield just got on top of ours, and Papley, Heaney, started to get on top.
So who played on Papley?
McDonald played on Papley, so he couldn't replicate his good performance last week against Green. And Green was injured, so I don't know, maybe Green was injured during that game, so McDonald wasn't as good as he might have thought. Aaron Hall was okay, but it was a bit wasteful. So was Siebel. Simkin was our best, like, by a mile.
Yeah.
Goldstein was okay, but Simkin got 9 coaches' votes, so equal with Heaney. So he had a good game.
He's probably leading your BNF, maybe, at this stage.
Yeah, probably. Him or Goldstein, probably. It was one of the... do you think Simkin's been one of the most improved?
Yeah, players? I think he's taken a real big step up. You probably know more than me, but towards the back end of last year, he's... seemed to step up a little bit, and he's taken another jump.
Yeah, he got dropped halfway through last year because he just wasn't playing well. And then after he's come back under Shaw, he's really blossomed. So
what pick was he, first round?
Yeah, first round. He was after Florent, who was 11. So I think Simkin was 12.
Yeah.
And Florent was also impressive. So he had, not as dominant as Simkin probably, but he's improving with every game. I think looking at this game, we lost because just lacked that energy we've shown. Like there was the pressure wasn't there, and we did have a young team, like guys like Ahern, Bonner, Hayden, Thomas. They're still pretty young and they have like less than 20 games or around that between all of them. I'd put the pressure on guys like Attlee, Mason Wood, McMillan, McDonald. These guys who've got 100, some of them 200. Like Attlee played his 200th game. They're like in 25 or older, and they're just very inconsistent and not reliable. So rather than attacking the young guys, I think these middle tier C graders need to be sort of they need to improve or either just get rid of them and keep playing the youngsters. What do you think?
I think
you've had port teams where you've had C graders,
it really holds you back. I mean, the C graders you really want to be role players. You don't want C graders to be the players, you said, like at least 200 gamer.
Yeah, and they need to be consistent role players. Taylor Duray and what are those other types they had?
Yeah, like a lot of the Hawthorn, like Stratton, you said, yeah. Stratton, yeah, a lot of those players, like they're not going to get into the Hall of Fame and they're not going to get into all Australian team, but yeah.
Whereas our C grade is, yeah, they're just, yeah, not up to it.
I mean, I think you've recruited really well. I think, Pidan and Pollock from Port, I mean, they've stepped up really well.
Yeah, our recruiting's been okay, like Higgins and Jared Waite
Even guys Anderson, like that far, And Simkin and obviously... Simkin's obviously a first rounder too, and Taron Thomas has shown some really good signs. So yeah, I think your first round picks are you'd be happy with surely the last few.
Oh years. Yeah, well even now like later picks the last few years like Zaha, Larky, they've all been good. So under 23s are not too bad, but it was just McDonald's and McMillan's and they're sort of holding us back. So I think Shaw's got some work to do.
So who are you playing next?
So next, we might talk about it a bit later, but we've got Hawthorn, so yeah, it'll be a good test to see where we're at. So moving on, you want to talk a bit about Port Adelaide's win? So you're still on top of the ladder, so
So it's one of the first
like
still
15
on top
weeks
of the
or something.
So hopefully the season will stop now. Yeah. No, it's actually one of the few games I actually watched from. I'd say I watched 90% of it live. Yeah, 90% of it
so
live.
So this is a good time slot for you. Friday, Sunday, 8.
Yeah, I ditched MasterChef on a Sunday night, so should be happy with that, just to prep for today.
Yeah, so it finished pretty late. Like, would have been, like, close to 10:30, 11.
8, 10, yeah, just after 10. Okay. So just with the shorting game, obviously. But, first quarter is pretty much goal for goal. So obviously Port won, 70-41. So, goal for goal in the first quarter. Freo was actually a goal up. And then, Port in the second quarter, a bit similar to your game. That was the difference. Five goals to nil, 22 inside 50s to 2. Those two inside 50s, I think, were in the last minute as well. So, real smashing in that quarter. And we were nearly, really never threatened again. It was really the ruck that was probably the difference the whole way through.
Lob versus
Lysette. Yeah, Lysette. So, Lysette really monstered Lob. A bit disappointed with Lob, actually, because he's come really highly rated from GWS.
Yeah, I don't think he was ever a number one ruck. He was like a forward ruck, have no choice.
That's one of the reasons why he wanted to move. Like, obviously, money's a factor as well, and go-home factor.
More opportunity.
I guess one of his reasons for moving was to play that number one ruck role with Sandilands obviously retiring. So, to get dominated by that. I don't think Lysette's in the top five ruckman in the comp. I think he's top 10 easy, but he's not that good, as good as he was yesterday. Okay. He was 23 contested bowl. Interesting stats. So we won the inside 50, I think, in 12 out of 12 quarters, which is a small sample size again, but it's a good stat. And I know Travis Broke's got the coach's votes and best on ground, but I thought Ollie Wines was best on ground in his return, much anticipated after his COVID breach.
Good conditions for him because it started to rain again.
It was perfect, actually.
For a player like him,
So he's, the ball the whole day. Probably relegated Rockcliffe. Rockcliffe wasn't seen too much at the clearances because Ollie's obviously the number one guy in there. Kicked a goal late. Freo, I think we've been talking about this probably for 12 months now. Freo, just Fife and Walters, just over-reliance on them.
Yeah, through the middle of the ground. Like guys like, Chera, Aish, Bewley, they need to step up, and they're doing okay. They're not horrible.
They weren't bad yesterday.
Like, Chera's getting every touches, and Aish was not. He was okay. But I think, you just need to keep pumping games into them. Considering, you guys are getting a lot of inside 50s, and considering, is Alex Pierce and Hamling are out, so they're their two number one key defenders. So they're relying on, like, a 20-gamer in Brendan Cox and a, like, 10-gamer in Griffin Logue to hold up those key position players. So, considering that, the defense, I think, held up okay.
I mean, 70 points isn't much in a shortened game.
Because it's like Kangaroos not having Tarrant and Josh Walker and having Durden and Mackay would get smashed every week.
I think their back half, I'm not worried about them at all. Because you've got Griffin Logue, who shut down Charlie Cameron, is probably the most informed player in the comp in that second half last week. As you said, Luke Ryan, Alex Pierce was pretty much all Australian before he went down last year. Mm-hmm. It's not so much their back half, it's their middle. Their middle, so players like Brayshaw. I mean, Sarah was obviously good yesterday, but Brayshaw's really got to step up. Number two pick, you'd expect more from a player like that in their third or fourth year. Doesn't need to dominate, but needs to be consistent. So, I thought, as I said, it's a Fife and Walters. So, the issue with Freo, one of the biggest issue I think is when they're struggling, you need to put Walters into the midfield, so it takes away from their front half. Mm-hmm. And same with Fife too. Like, ideally, you'd like to play Fife in a Dustin Martin role, play him forward 20-30%, because he took some good marks, missed a goal in the fourth. But
they need like that Stephen Hill type again. Yeah, they need to go to the draft or they're missing Bradley Hill and Langdon, these line breakers.
I think
Walters, he's not really a line breaker. He's more like crafty, creative player.
And you want him up forward, like. Yeah, all of his touches. You don't want him going in the back half at all. You want all of his touches either going inside 50 or having a shot for goal. So, yeah, as you said, I think the next few years, the next few drafts, I mean, they're not a complete team. So I think they should just go to the drafts and just target mids. Because I think their tours are relatively good. They probably need another ruckman. But, just target some midfielders.
Yeah. How's McKenzie? He's playing. He's played all three games and he's, playing okay.
Yeah, good question. I wanted to touch on him because I thought his career was shot because he pretty much got delisted from the Suns, who were the worst team in the comp. Went back to the Sandfall and played as a third tall. He wouldn't be playing him as a first or second tall, but I think his return's been really underrated. His kicks, I mean, his skill level off the boot was always his strength.
He kicks like 60 easy.
Man. Yeah, and that's what you want coming out of the back half, especially when you got guys like Hartlett and Darcy Byrne-Jones.
Does he do the kickouts? Does he take the kickouts?
Sometimes, not all the time.
It's good if you can run like 20 meters and kick at 60. Yeah. It's like halfway.
Well, meters gained, halfway spot, already. So, yeah, I think he's been really underrated. Main story was to injury to Dersma, who you mentioned last week, kicked three in the showdown. So
towards the end of the game,
So that's probably the. Not sure whether you'd want a loss or Dersma uninjured, because it might be a serious injury, so we'll see how we go. But I think we'll struggle to replace him in the wing.
Yeah, I think they said 6 weeks hamstring. Hopefully it's not too severe, but they normally take at least a month.
Yeah. So, see the next, and I want to mention Dixon as well. So when it rained in the second quarter, so he was still clunky marks. So that, I think he's pretty.
Yeah.
He looks ominous anyway. So hopefully he can have an injury free year.
Mm-hmm. I watched a bit of this game actually, and when it started raining, Port, they were playing like wet weather footy. They were just getting the ball into your 450, like not even looking at where it was going. Like, I think Ebert and Boak, they were just getting it on the boot, and then you put the defense under pressure and you take easy chest marks. Whereas Freo, when they were going forward, they weren't direct.
Handball inside to the side.
Yeah, a bit too many, so. Young team, and I guess, hopefully they learn.
Yeah, so we obviously got Eagles and Lions next up. So I'd like to go 1-1 so we can end that first hub period 4-1 and then hopefully make a push for either top four or finals.
Mm-hmm.
And Freo facing the Suns, who are the form team in the comp, so they could easily be zipping four.
Yeah, we might quickly talk about Blues versus Cats, because this was a massive upset. Like, do you reckon this was a bigger upset or the Gold Coast defeating West Coast?
Oh, I'd say the Blues.
Think I'd agree, yeah. Because
Gold Coast are a good team.
Yeah, clearly. And they've started seasons well in the past, whereas beating Cats at Cadinia Park, it's very rare. Like, happens like once every couple of years. So, yeah, massive upset. We watched most of this game, and I thought... what stood out was just the dominance of the big men early. Casbolt, Pittenay, who's been a good pickup from Hawthorn, and is playing number one ruck. Even McGovern kicked a couple of goals. Mackay took some marks in the lead.
And
they were impressive.
Yeah, I thought, in Casbolt, that last quarter when Cats were coming hard, spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he took that really big contested mark when they were kicking out of the back 50. So that nearly sealed the game. So yeah, Casbolt was really impressive. Pittenay, obviously, dominated Stanley, who was best on ground the previous week.
This is the problem with Stanley, he's up and down.
Yeah.
Similar to Motlop, actually, because he had an average game.
Yeah. 5 or 6 touches, so you were right last week, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's good on the club, because he didn't need to have...
Yeah, like, need to have a big
best
impact.
...best on ground to win the game, so...
Yeah.
That's good.
So who are the better players in the midfield for
Blues? The usual suspects, like Cripps, Doherty, Murphy... also saw guys like Gibbons, Welsh, Williamson, Silvani. They had moments.
Yeah.
They weren't dominant, but they definitely did good things with the ball.
Yeah.
And guys like Geelong was let down by a couple of injuries to Dalhouse and Manigola. out for the game, but they still managed to come back hard towards the end. So I guess the good teams are never going to be shit for all for like four quarters.
Yeah,
so
well, it's 42 points down, so it's a fair comeback. It's happened in the last two Carlton matches. So 42-point comebacks.
Did you see Radigalia, him spoil the brain, spoil the ball into the field?
Like it's funny, but obviously they've lost by 2 points. Yeah. So I mean, Ablett missed a set shot with 3 minutes left. So I mean, there's it's not just Radigalia's.
But this was like like you don't see this. Like Hawkins had a shot and it was going like going through for a goal, but Radigalia just jumps up and punches spoiled the ball it. Into the field of play on the goal line. Yeah. So don't know what he was thinking, but yeah, it's a funny one.
Mentioned Betts as well, probably deserves a special mention. So his energy was pretty electric. That last minute passage, he kicked the ball forward, laid a couple of tackles. A
lot of efforts.
Yeah, repeated efforts. He's just infectious, I think you'd say.
Yeah, if he can develop a couple of these young players to become
Jack better, Martin.
Then, yeah, he's done his role. Yeah, exactly. Okay, we might move on then. Hot topics.
So I'll start. Yeah, I'll ask you about obviously the big story, Connor McKenna's positive test. So I guess what are the implications
relegation.
Relegation. What are the implications on the fixture apart from relegation?
It's a bit annoying and it's a bit embarrassing. This happened to the AFL first and not the NRL.
Yeah, because the NRL has been back for a month.
Yeah, mini victory for the NRL here. Yeah. What are they going to do? Okay, so
do you think, so I'll ask you, should Essendon play this week?
Yeah, I think, well, that decision might be already have happened when they like started the season, like if the protocols and the arrangements would have been made.
We need 25 fit players, right? Okay, so they'll qualify for that. Assume that.
Yeah, like because they train in groups, and depending on his close contacts, if it was some of the defensive group, then they might not play. But I think all clubs have agreed, like if one player gets tested, then would still play.
Yeah.
Given like everyone else is negative.
Yeah.
Regardless of if it's your best superstars or not.
Yeah. It has to go across the board. You can't penalise a team for a rookie getting in the test or their best player.
So. And I don't think it matters if it was Conor McKenna's fault or not. I mean, the rules are rules. So, and you can't, don't look at it as a punishment to the club. Like, I know it will, like, it's a disadvantage for sure, but don't have that view and just think, just do whatever to get the season to go. And
so what would your, I guess, thinking be? You think Don should play 3 matches in 10 days or 2 matches in a week? Or
I don't know.
What's the fairest outcome?
I reckon maybe just have another, like, postpone that until the end of the season.
So, like, the last hub. The last part of the fixture.
So, and do what we normally do and have a bye before the finals and play it that week. Yeah. Because we know if there's another case and then another club gets suspended,
you can just reschedule.
Yeah, we can just have two games. Yeah, so that's, I reckon, rather than just squeezing it in, just hold on to it and just make another week, push the finals back a week and do it in that week.
Okay.
I think that makes sense. Because we don't know what's going to happen for the rest of the next 15 games or whatever, 14 games.
We obviously had some updates, I think, today with the training and family visits. So training's going to be, I guess, non-contact as much as possible, and family visits. So I think players are getting tested 48 hours before a match. So that 48-hour period, there's no family visits allowed. So that's
If you have kids, it's different if you have a family, I think,
I think family visits is people outside.
Outside your immediate, your family,
I mean, the hubs, a lot of the families aren't going. Like, I think Eagles, none of their partners have come. I think Port's the same as well, so...
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Did you see Matt Rowell's goal?
Off the left foot. Yeah. That's goal of the week, surely, right?
Yeah, they reckon that, because Darcy McPherson's goal from the boundary was like a fluke, they were saying. But yeah, this was ridiculous. Like, from the centre, on his left foot, full tilt, chased by Sloane. Crazy. Do you think he can make All-Australian?
Well, he's in the team at the moment, because two out of three best on ground performances.
Keep this up, he might be captain.
That's true. I don't think he'll make it this year, but I hope he does. But I think he'll go. I think he'll be probably the next. He'll be in the squad of 40.
If he makes it, I want him to deserve it, just not because of media.
Yeah, and he'll have the next 15 years to make the team anyway.
So GWS, they got rolled again. They never seem to play well at Marvel, so
yeah.
Yeah.
Or the Jeter. Tips
don't yeah. Maybe just not. Do you think it's a bit of deja vu with that with what happened to Port after 2007 building?
Yeah. Good question. I don't think so, because I think, look, I don't want to make excuses for them, but Green was obviously out, Kelly was laid out, Toronto's out for the next, what, 8 to 10 mm-hmm. weeks. Mm-hmm. Whitfield was concussed during the match. Now, those four players are probably their best four mids, mm-hmm. I'd say four, yeah, their it's best like 10.
Potentially, yeah.
They're best. A grade. So I don't think
they
any,
could be their best, yeah, top yeah. six. In the top six.
So I don't think any team, probably apart from the Tigers or the Pies, could withstand the loss of those of mm-hmm. that quality and still win. I mean, Tigers did it last year. They came to Port and beat Port without Martin, Koch and Riewoldt. So,
yeah,
I think I'm not panicking about them yet, but they do need to string some wins together for sure.
You're not
like,
hitting the panic button yet. But
no, it's just 1-2. Look, give me 1-3 and 1-4, then maybe mm-hmm. panic button.
Yeah, no, I tend to agree. Like, Bulldogs had a point to prove, and, you know, they sent, GWS sent Haynes for the contest.
I was going
to
ask you about that, yeah.
Yeah, I heard, no, I was just listening to the radio on the way, and they mentioned it. It's a bit cheeky, a little bit prerogative.
So, Jared Waitley said something, listened to him this morning, he said, yeah, I mean, GWS won the match.
Yeah.
So, what's the, you've won the match, like, why are you doing this as a revenge? Like, it
what
doesn't,
match?
Like, the limit, the final, the final last year. So, what's, you've won the match, like, that's the end of it.
Yeah.
You don't need to be doing these games.
Yeah, probably not, yeah.
I'll ask you about Justin Westhoff. You've got a good question here. Is he underrated?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you that. So, yeah, I think he is. Like, if I'm looking at it from a non-Kangaroo support, supporter. Yeah, I mean, he's a gun. Didn't he win your Best in Ferris, like, 2 years ago?
Yeah, 17. So, didn't have a good year last... Sorry, 18, he won the Best in Ferris.
Took him 10 years to get recognised by his own club. So,
yeah.
2 years afterwards, he's getting recognised by the public.
To be fair, he did not have a good year last year. Like, he was dropped once. But yeah, the year
but he's
before,
so reliable. Like,
oh, he is. Yeah, he is. Yeah. And even yesterday, he had two set shots and straight through the middle. So he's definitely a star, and he's been a great pickup.
Has he been All Australian? Probably not. Yeah.
No, he hasn't been. He hasn't been close, but he'll definitely.
But he's
make...
like a solid B plus grader, I suppose.
Yeah.
And do you reckon he'll play 300 games? I think he's played 250 or something.
I don't think you'll get there. That's two seasons plus.
Yeah.
So I'd like to think at that stage you've got Georgiadis, you've got other players coming up, Laddams, all those type of players. But yeah, he's had a great career. I'll ask you about Big Ben. You've asked me a few.
Yeah.
Big Ben McAvoy, do you think his performance is sustainable, the one against the Hawks? Do you think he can play as a key back?
Well, it's hard to say.
Depends.
Brave man to like say no to Clarko.
Well, but, we all thought he was mental, though, right? He hasn't had a good match down back until now.
Yeah, that's true. It's probably not sustainable. I reckon he's just filling a gap for the time being until they find a gorilla.
Yeah.
But no, he's doing well. Like, I think, yeah, a lot depends on the midfield and the pressure they put on. So if the ball gets moved quickly, then I think
he's
too slow to get to the intercept. But yeah, if the ball comes in slowly, I think that's when, he'll be able to read the play. So.
I think 5 intercept marks. And I think Lynch is probably the perfect matchup because he's got the same kind of height. Lynch is, similar build as well. So, ask you about Simo, Adam Simpson, your former player. Do you think his, I guess, public messaging has given his team an out? Because he's talking about...
He's like bitching about the hubs and
bitching,
stuff,
okay. Yeah, he's... No, he has, essentially. He's been pretty much saying, we want to come home.
Yeah.
So, they've lost the last two in the hub.
Yeah, I think he needs to probably take a more positive attitude if they were to make something of this season. Like, yeah, it is annoying, and I think their preference would have been to have the hub in WA. But it might still happen. They might still have the next hub there, and they could get
five
or six home games in a row.
They'll get a string of games at Optus Stadium at some stage. So you just got to be – every team's going through it.
Yeah.
So,
and he's got, like, one of the flag favourites. He's coaching one of the flag favourites, so he should – try.
It's no excuses.
Yeah, no excuses. And try to win a game because try to like spin it as an advantage, like a positive rather than.
Bit of adversity.
Yeah.
So we can move on to game previews.
Yeah.
You got a good one to talk about?
Yeah, it'll be interesting how the D's bounce back from not playing. So they're essentially coming off a bye now. Yeah. So play a week, bye, and now a game. So their players Do you think they'll come back a bit rusty? Because it's a dangerous game to come back against with playing the Cats at the MCG.
Yeah, and you want to get Cats after a loss as well. And as you said,
I don't think they lose after a loss. Yeah,
they don't lose two in a row.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting. I reckon. They'll start a bit sloppy. I reckon just a bit rusty after an unusual weekend. But I think Gorn would look to dominate Stanley in the ruck and try to give the midfield first use. Would you bring back Nathan Jones? Because he was dropped this week.
How can you bring him back, though? Because they haven't played. So if they've played and lost... training. I think if you drop a guy, though, you got to sit him out for one match at least. Like, there's no point dropping a guy.
Yeah, okay. Must send like a mixed messages as a coach. Yeah.
I mean, unless everyone's injured. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think he'll make it back in the team. But I don't think they should bring him back.
Yeah, depending on how injuries. Because I was thinking maybe he can provide some experience if they do start a bit rusty. Okay. But I think, Cat's defense was like taken to town by a young Carlton forward line. So I think they've got one of the best defenses in the league. So I think. Yeah, like Blitzarves and Stewart, they'll want to redeem themselves. So they'll be looking to lock down on the Demon forwards.
Yeah.
Demon, they don't have a particularly strong forward line.
So Tom McDonald's playing the number one tool. So
who else have they got? Like, I think Hunt kicked a few goals.
Yeah, they don't really have a tall target. Wiedemann's not really
in. Yeah, it's in and out.
Yeah.
I reckon the Cats will go over the line.
Yeah.
You agree?
Agreed, yeah. Mm. Never know, though. Mm. But, yeah. So, they got the Giants in the pot, so that's the early one.
Game of the round. I think it's maybe third Friday night, I think.
Yeah, I think it's Friday night, yeah. So, it's prelim final replay. So, this time it's at the Giants Stadium. So, as talked about before, Giants can't afford to go 1-3 in a shortened season if they really want to contend or get top four. Because we saw what happened last year. They didn't make top four because they had some bad losses and then they had to play 4 weeks in a row. And then you really saw the effects of that in the grand final. So I think Pies have been the most impressive team to date. You'd probably agree with that?
They've had the best defense. They've only given up 5 goals in each of their games.
Yeah, it's crazy stat.
Yeah, so that's a really good stat if they're going to contend.
Yeah, so hopefully, they got to stop, I guess, the freewheeling and Whitfield and Kelly. I think that's probably the number one key every time you play against the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got, I guess, Roughhead, Moore and Howe to stop Jeremy Cameron, who was probably kicked a few important goals in the prelim last year. So that's a matchup I'd look for, and maybe Maynard to take Green if he comes back from injury.
And I'd want Finlayson and Himmelberg to stand up and do a bit more than they are. Himmelberg played okay against the Kangaroos, but other than that, it's too much reliance on Cameron.
Do you reckon the grand finals loss had an effect on them? Because they were really impressive, even in the finals.
Yeah, hard to say. Because big losses can sort of, like Adelaide, like you see the way they are now, so could have an impact.
So I think Sam Jacobs as well, so he's had a pretty... I think first match he was okay, but then he's got dominated by Goldstein and now Tim English, who was really under fire. So he's had a really bad couple of weeks.
So do you want to bring Mumford back? He's still on the list.
I wouldn't bring Mumford back. I think Mumford's your backup. I think the reason he came back is to provide support. You've invested all of this.
Well, okay. I don't know.
Do you bring back Mummy, would you?
Maybe it's a statement. Sort of like it'd be a strong statement and just a bit more physicality around the contest, maybe. Might...
Yeah, and he did hold his own against Grundy. Like, Grundy did beat him, but he was competitive, I guess.
Because when, like, different players, when you're a midfielder or just a player and you're playing with a certain player, you feel like you play better, you feel more confident.
Walk a bit taller.
Yeah, like when I used to play, like, footy, like, if a certain player was playing, you'd feel, like, more comfortable. Bit better. Yeah. And maybe the players will be more familiar with Mumford's style as well. Like,
yeah.
They might be able to read his taps better. So
maybe Mummy's like a Clark Keating, just bring him back for certain matches. So in the finals, so we'll see. But Grundy, he's obviously, if he's not leading the brand, though, he's going pretty close. He's just more the Ryder and Marshall combo against the Saints. So I think Pies forward structures are always super dangerous. I wanted to ask you, because I've got Elliot Degoe Stevenson. Mm-hmm. Do they need a key tool? I think I've asked this question last year.
They probably need one towards the pointy end of the year, but...
So who is it, though?
It's probably still Mason Cox, because
Mychick's Majic's a good serviceable player.
Yeah, I mean, he's like your third tall. So, but I like the setup. So, yeah, just get Cox up and going.
Just to provide a contest.
Yeah, just bring the ball to ground and get these smalls sort of, do the rest. I do like the Pies. Whenever they play away, I find that they're really competitive. And
yeah, they don't travel much, but they do.
They play well. So, it'll be a tight game, but at the moment, I'm sort of on form, leaning towards the Pies, just because I'm more confident tipping them than Giants at the moment.
I'm tipping the Giants just for the upset.
Mm-hmm. So it's an upset. So Pies will start favourites.
Pies will have to start favourites. So they've been the best team in the comp so far. So we'll see. But yeah, it should be a good match to watch anyway. And hopefully the Giants players, Green and Kelly, play, because you want the stars playing as much as possible.
Yeah. Cool.
Do you have any other thoughts about the Crows?
Well, it was going to happen, like, because they were competitive for so long. They played off in finals, a grand final, so they did get rid of a lot of experience. But I think, they had to. Otherwise, if they kept him and...
Yeah, you just stagnate.
Yeah, exactly. But I think go to the draft. Yeah, they've got a good hand this year, really good picks.
Yeah, I think three first rounders. I think, was it three or two?
I think they've got
at least two,
two second rounders or something.
Okay,
I think they've got GWS's first rounder. So, yeah, there's pick up a few kids and look to free agency. Maybe get rid of Brad Crouch.
Yeah, one of the Crouch brothers. They're just not. I think both of them together, they're just not damaging enough.
Yeah, don't need them. Yeah, and they're not that super young either. So, what would you do if you were?
Yeah, I think, like we said last week, just play the kids as much as possible. Get games into Fogarty, Chase Jones, Gallucci. You got to try these guys. Because these guys, Chase Jones and Gallucci, are first-round picks. You need to get games in them, just see if they're any good. Yeah. I mean, they missed Malira on the weekend, who's he's a decent player.
Dude was good again.
Yeah, Dude was good. Brody Smith's one of the stars for them.
Yeah, Fisher McAzee's getting games. So
yeah.
Yeah, keep pumping games. And do you reckon the media are too critical, too harsh? They focus on too much negative?
I mean, the issue is Adelaide's the worst performing side by far, so it's not even close at the moment. If there were a couple of bad performing teams, like you saw what Melbourne copped last year, they're a Melbourne team, obviously, and Adelaide, they're in the fishbowl a little bit. So, I don't think they're as bad as people say, but...
Yeah, it's never as bad. Like, people were saying this stuff about Gold Coast. They wanted Gold Coast to fold this time last or not.
Yeah,
this time last year, right?
So it flips around.
Yeah, things can change quickly. Maybe just quickly, how good's Ben King? Did you see his highlights?
Yeah, he was really good.
He's so exciting. He's almost like my favorite forward at the moment.
His set shot as well.
Yeah.
It's great set shot. So good. In a world where not everyone is kicking straight.
202 centimetres and he's like rosy below his knees.
No, he's very clean. One touch.
And it's so he's just reach, like, you can't.
Would you prefer him or his brother?
I don't know. Hopefully they're both as good, because I think Saints need a bit of luck.
But we've just seen more of the Suns King version than Saints
one. Yeah, he's got, I mean, Ben King has about 20 games more.
Yeah, he played the whole year, essentially.
Now I'm sure Max is more highly rated, so hopefully he can be just as good. Because with what happened to Paddy McCartan, I reckon it's about time Saints get a bit of
key forward
luck. Mm-hmm.
And how about Suns? Do you think they'll make top eight?
A bit too early, but
I'm tipping yes.
That'll be huge. Yeah, imagine.
I hope they do too. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be
an experience.
Yeah, it'll be unexpected. You'd expect them to drop off a little bit, but it's exciting. I hope they get more Friday night games for the next batch of fixtures, because
you want to watch their team.
They're really good. Mm-hmm. Again, until next time, then.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up. See you around 6:00.